All righty, let's get started, everyone. Welcome to Yoga Foundations. I am Bree Morena de Santos, if this is my first time meeting you. Otherwise, welcome. We're so excited. Okay, so we're going to begin lying down on our back. Take a moment. And let's just ground ourselves. Let's just feel the earth beneath our bodies. I'm going to bring you a couple of blocks. If you're practicing from home and you have a few blocks, that would be best. Today, we will be learning about the foundations of inversions in your yoga practice. No, that does not mean you're going to go into handstands, but we will learn about the importance of why this is in your practice. So for now, as you feel the earth beneath your body, start to relax your shoulders, your knees, your hips, really feeling the earth beneath you. Starting to notice your breath, feeling the inhales and exhales. And I would love to invite you to place one hand over your heart, the other top of your belly, really pressing your palm into your heart space as if you're giving your heart a hug. Allowing the inhalations and exhalations to become more intuitive, yet intentional. Feeling your heart and your belly rise and fall with every breath you take, and noticing how this feels in your body. Remembering this is the most important part of your practice, is staying connected to the breath. Perhaps you wish to dedicate your practice or just have gratitude for your health or set an intention of choice right here, right now. And let's seal in those amazing thoughts with a deep inhalation. Practice non-attachment and let it go. Wow, we're good at that. Inhale. And as you exhale, take your hands overhead and stretch the body nice and long. Delicious satter, yay, stretch. And then draw your knees into your body. Give yourself a little hug if that feels good. You can come right up to the front, my love. Maybe making big circles in the sky like you're painting the full moon or the sunshine up there. Maybe just rocking from side to side if that feels best for your body. Throughout all of your practices, whether at Yoga by Julia or somewhere else, you always honor your body first and foremost, right? Yoga will meet you on the mat. So never hesitate to veer off from something I'm guiding you to. If it feels better for you to just stretch your body or just take a rest, please do so. It is your personal sacred practice. We're just here supporting each other through it. All right, yogis, we're going to slowly come over onto our left side. So just kind of lay down on your left side. Yeah. And this is sort of the first beginning of an inversion, believe it or not, right? We're slowly allowing the heart space to get a little bit more grounded here. We're letting gravity take its course. Even though our head is not below our heart, we're still experiencing this feeling of deep connection to self. So if you just need a moment in life and you just need to sort of ground your energy or just give yourself an immense amount of love, maybe coming down onto your heart space side, curling into a little ball and just giving yourself some love, it'd be something you can offer to your body. Take a few more rounds of breath here, just feeling what it feels like to be in this moment. Trying not to anticipate what I will say next or what's going to happen next, but really being present in the here and in the now. And with your eyes soft or gentle, slowly begin to rise, pressing the earth away from you, finding yourself in a seated posture of choice. Yes, so maybe it's just a pretzel easy pose or something else. We're going to inhale our hands up and exhale them to our heart center. Take a gentle tuck of the chin into your chest. Feel your palms pressing together. Inhale your palms back up like an arrow toward the sky. Take a moment here and release your hands and float them by your side. We're going to take a few rounds. Flip your palms up, up, up. Lengthen, exhale, everything connects back to self. And then inhale, pressing the palms with great intention, feeling that separation and floating them by your side. We're gonna take a few more at your own pace, just finding your breath as you inhale from root to rise. Lengthen and stretch. Feel your tail pressing into the earth and your hands to the sky. And continue. Really feeling the earth beneath you, really feeling that lengthening through your spine, through your side body. We are always inviting the stretch into our practice. If I walk by and you hit me, my fault, not yours. And feel free to utilize your blocks. They can be placed under your knees to give you a little support, or you can reposition where your legs want to be. But most importantly, let's see if you can just make that mind-body breath connection here as you continue to move through your seated cells. Take four more rounds and you will end with your hands and heart center, where you will take a moment. Beautiful breath work. When you finally find yourself to your hands and heart center pose, take a moment here and just feel the palms pressing into each other. That's right. We're going to slowly release the hands atop of the knees, and we're going to move the body intuitively, like you are stirring the green chili stew pot. In both directions, whenever you're ready, really letting go of whatever came before this moment, being in the here and now. And then we'll slowly draw our bodies back center. Bring your left hand way off of your mat, right hand way overhead. Take your eyes to the earth and shake your head from side to side. Feel your palm pressing into the earth. Everything that touches the mat or touches the earth gets a nice acknowledgement so that you can ground your body. And when you're ready, float your hands through the sky like shooting stars and sweep and stretch, shaking your head from side to side. And when you're ready, bring your hands back and we're gonna fold forward. And then paint your mat with your fingertips as you draw your fingers toward your body. Go ahead and walk your hands behind you. Lift your heart like your sun or moon bathing. Draw your shoulders together and then tuck your chin into chest. Keep pressing the earth away from you, or even just keep lengthening your arms behind you. Look for an exhalation and we're gonna release our body here. We're gonna come onto all four. You can place a roll blanket under your knees to give yourself some support. You're gonna draw your hands right under your shoulders, spread your fingers apart and feel your palms pressing into the mat. If this is too much on your wrist, you can just roll your mat into the palms of your hands, taking some of that pressure off. Let's go ahead and move the body intuitively. Just imagine that you're water. You don't have to look like me or your neighbor. Just release any tension that's in the body. Yes. Now try to move your body with your breath, whatever that means for you today. One more round. And then we're gonna come back to our nice, delicious tabletop. We're gonna stretch our fingers out nice and long for a stretchy kitty cat. Maybe tint your palms off of the mat, pressing only your finger pads into the earth here. You can tuck your toes or flatten your feet, whatever feels best. And you're just stretching like a stretchy kitty cat. Yes, yes, yes. Start to walk your fingers towards your knees, come into a fraidy cat. So really stretching through that spine, rounding through the spine, drawing your belly button toward you. And then drop your hands to the mat, drop your belly, lift your nose, pretend you're a little happy cow smelling the roses. And then slowly bring yourself back to a normal tabletop and wag your puppy tail, taking your ear to shoulder on each side. Taking your time. I know you're a happy puppy, but be a little relaxed puppy, which is no such thing, right? About wag your senior dog tail. That's a first. We're gonna come into tabletop, shift your weight into your left hand, right hand to the sky, and just stick your right hip out. Just enjoy the stretch. Yeah, like it's the best stretch ever. Slowly release that hand back to the earth and just shift your weight into the right hand, left hand to the sky. Stick that left hip out. Yes. Exhale, bring everything back to where you found it. And we're going to tuck our toes. We're going to come into our first down dog, which is our first inversion. So our head is below our heart. Please pedal out your knees like you're a little galloping pony. Shake your head from side to side. Let's move our body in downward facing dog today. So don't hold the pose statically. Keep something moving, even if you just wiggle your nose. We're gonna slowly walk our toes to meet our hands. We're still in inversion. Our head is still below our heart. Bend your knees here. Look down at your toes. Lift them off of the mat and drop them one by one. We're gonna slowly rise. Your head's gonna come up last. We want the blood to rush from the brain down the body nice and slow. We don't wanna be dizzy. Inhale our hands to the sky. Take your nose up when your fingertips lift. And then exhale, we're gonna take a slow swan dive, hinging at the hips. You will bend your knees whenever your body gives you the signal to do so. And then you will half lift. Your fingers are gonna graze your shins all the way to your knees, a little tabletop back. Exhale, fold forward and bend your knees. If you have your blocks near you, which I hope you do, grab them and take them onto the highest tower. Press your palms into your blocks and find a nice way to lengthen through your legs as much as it feels comfortable for you today. Try to invite a gentle tabletop back, and now your head is lifted above your heart. You're no longer in the inversion. So anytime The head below the heart is too much for you if you have high blood pressure, low blood pressure, vertigo, or you're just feeling dizzy, utilize your Bloch's hair. And then exhale, fold forward. Go ahead and draw your nose toward your toes or knees or beyond, taking the fuller variation of the inversion if that's okay. We're gonna walk our hands out like a little panther all the way to a plank, and we're gonna drop both knees, flatten our feet, and come into a child's pose. Draw your knees together, let your belly rest the top of your thighs. Take your block and place it under your forehead, taking you out of the inversion. And just take a moment and acknowledge this feeling in your body. If you are still head below heart, adjust your block so that it makes your head level with your shoulders more. And you'll know if your head's below your heart, right? You'll gently feel a little pressure through the nose, through the eyebrows, as the blood is sort of tilting down. Now, inversions in yoga help us to calm the mind, relax the body. However, we want to make sure we're hydrated and well rested before we do multiple inversions in class. And they are just built in all throughout your 60-minute practice. So when you're ready, yogis, go ahead and release the block. Feel your head sort of floating over the mat as your belly presses into your thighs. You might even start to feel a little bit of that feeling where it pressures in the mind. As your hands are out and forward in front of you, you can start to feel your head below your heart. For some of us, we are so flexible in the hips, we might not be able to get into that inversion. So perhaps sticking your tail a little higher in the sky for a bit of a puppy pose variation, you can get that sensation. So just paying attention to what this feels like in your body. We're gonna come into a gentle tabletop. We're gonna take our nose to the sky, and then we're gonna tuck our chin into chest. We're gonna tuck our toes, come back into our down dog, but take your eyes to the top of your mat and take your head above your heart and bring yourself out of the inversion. Please feel free to really generously bend those knees in down dog today, if that feels better for your practice. We're gonna start to walk those toes toward the hands. Take your time arriving. Inhale, lift halfway, and exhale, fold forward. Take your eyes toward the top of your mat, lifting your chin up, taking your head above your heart, and just notice what that feels like. Start to sweep your hands out to your side like the sun is rising. We're gonna come into chair pose, Utkatasana, and we're gonna sink into the pose. Find your breath, bring your hands to cactus arms, and hang out here for just a moment. Yes, one more round of breath here. Draw your hands to heart center, press your palms together, and slowly rise from the bottoms of your feet to the sky. We're gonna take our first little heart opener. And then as you exhale, we're gonna keep those hands glued together. Draw your shoulders back into your body as you hinge at your hips. Bend your knees whenever you need to. We're gonna take the slowest forward fold. Your head will come below your heart, back into the inversion. Inhale, lift halfway. Exhale, bend the knees. We're gonna step into another plank. We're gonna drop our knees and flatten our feet and lift our heart like a little sail on a rock. We're gonna take our tail to our heels, child's pose or stretchy kitty cat. That's right. And then we're gonna come down onto our forearm. We're gonna step one foot back, step the other foot back, drop your belly, flatten your feet, lift your heart for Sphinx. Yes. Just getting some opposition in the flexion of our spine, lifting our heart up, stretching through our diaphragm. As you exhale, let your heart come down to the mat. Bring your hands by your side. See if you can press your tail to your heels. Take as much time as you need. Back to your stretchy kitty cat or child's pose as we start to move our bodies. We're gonna come into a tabletop. We're going to bring that right foot in between our thumbs. Take as much time as you need to get your body there. You can use your blocks here, giving yourself some support. Take a moment and just dip your hips toward the earth. Find your breath. You can tuck your chin. You can take your nose forward. Most importantly, all your energy is slowly starting to melt toward the mat. So we're playing with the body here as we draw our energy down and we ground our energy lower and lower to the earth. And then we take our energy up, up, up through the body to the sky. We flexing the spine forward and backward like cat and cow throughout our practice. We're trying to create balance in the body. Find your breath here, one more round. Yes. We're gonna tuck our toes and lift that back knee. Again, if this is too much, just take your time arriving and find your breath. We're gonna slowly step that back foot to meet the front. Your back and forward fold. Walk your blocks a little bit forward. Press your hands in and tabletop your spine. Nice neutralized spine. Someone can come and have a delicious dessert on your back. Yes. Go ahead and flip your blocks a little bit lower. Maybe see if you can start to shift your weight towards your toes as if your heels are going to lift. That gentle shift, you should feel a little bit of pressure coming into the ears and the brain. A little bit of that inversion starting to make its way back into your body. Starts to heat up your body a little bit too. So notice your breath and feed your body that delicious oxygen. And this is why we sometimes need a little bit of water during our class, right? It's a lot of movement. Slowly start to rise. Release your blocks. You're going to slowly roll up inch by inch, bone by bone, vertebra by vertebra. Head will rise last. We will inhale the hands to the sky. Right hand's going to catch on to the left wrist. Take it to the right. Eyes to the mat. We're just releasing that pressure that we just stirred up in the mind. Maybe starting to bend at that right knee, letting that left hip go way out to the side. Getting another stretch through the side body. Pressing through the bottoms of your feet, you might find this to even be a balance challenge. Lengthen and lift and maybe wiggle your fingers at the top. And then exhale, take it to the opposite side. Draw your nose towards your toes. Bend that left knee, stick your right hip out. And again, this might be a little bit of a balance challenge. Press to the bottoms of your feet and rise. We're going to do the slowest swan dive, like fingers moving through honey as you hinge at the hips. As we start to speed the practice up just a little bit so you can sort of see how these little micro movements really do affect your balance and your practice, half lift on the inhale, exhale, fold forward. You'll start to see that you can make those little adjustments for yourself. As you step into your plank, we're going to drop that right knee. And we're going to shift our weight into that left foot as we press the earth away from us. Just feeling that gentle opening through the back left calf muscle. Take your eyes to the top of your mat, no longer looking in between your thumbs. Shift through your toes and just feel that shifting. Now take your eyes into between your thumbs and shift your weight back towards your toes, pressing through your palms. And then on the next one, we're going to slowly shift our weight forward. Maybe start to hover those toes off of the mat. Keep those toes pointing toward the earth. Press the mat away from you nice and strong. Maybe start to take your eyes up, making this a little bit more of a balance challenge. Maybe starting to point the toes behind you. Find your breath. See if you can just be here and present in this moment. And now I'm going to give you a bit of a challenge. This is totally optional. Okay, we're going to bend those elbows as they glue to our sides, nose toward the earth, taking a very intense inversion here. And if this isn't in your practice today, that is okay. Press the mat away from you and go ahead and drop that knee and move your body intuitively. Just noticing what it feels like to add that strength component into the inversion, right? Where does the focus go? Ideally in yoga, when we start to take more intense balancing poses, even down dog, we have to experience the inversion first And then we have to breathe through it so that we can experience the pose. If we don't do it in that order, we'll lose our balance, right? And that's why we do lose our balance sometimes. All right, bringing it back, yogis, tabletop. Take a moment, no rush. Go ahead and draw that right foot behind you, tuck the toes, press the earth away from you, and just feel it. Take your eyes to the top of your mat as you shift your toes and your weight forward. And then take your eyes in between your thumbs as you shift your weight back. We're just playing with our awareness of proprioception, right? Knowing where we're at in time and space. Because when you're upside down and all the blood's in your head, this is also something that becomes a little bit less likely for us to do, is take that moment and know exactly where our limbs are. It takes a lot of practice to encourage the body to accept that inversion. When you're ready, yogis, you're going to bring everything back to where you found it, back in center, and then you're going to just lift those back toes off of the mat, toes pointing toward the earth. Maybe the eyes start to come forward, keeping the arms extended, pressing deep into the earth here. And again, this is just noticing what you're doing with your body, where your toes at, where your hands at, where are you? As you point your toes away from you, almost like you were encouraging your body to lengthen, you're going to bend those elbows, glue them to your side, nose toward the earth, toes toward the sky, feeling that deep, powerful inversion, also a deep strength check of the body. Press the mat away from you, release everything, and let it go. So as we've been doing this foundation series, right, and even if this is your first time dropping into this class, that is A-okay. We've been focusing on where's our body on the earth. At all times, you need to know where you're at, where are your hands, where are your feet, what's touching the mat. And then where's my breath? Can I connect to my breath? Do I feel stable physically? And then can I start to invite yogic breath, which is most important? And now you're learning, well, why do I sometimes feel dizzy? Why do I sometimes feel a little discombobulated? And it's just understanding where the inversion is in your practice, knowing when you're upside down, essentially, and having total respect for that. When you're ready, tuck your toes, lift your tail, back to your downward facing dog, which is one of the most popular poses in yoga. And sometimes we're moving so fast through a flow, we are upside down, and before you know it, we're right side up, and then we're balancing. Honor your body. Start to walk your toes to meet your hands. And then slowly rise. When you arrive to the top, inhale your hands overhead. Stretch, 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 stretch. And feel free to take a heart opener or a deeper back bend. For some of us, a deep back bend can feel like an inversion. Head can actually come below the heart for some. Sweep your hands forward and half lift. We're going to move a little bit quicker. So if you need to catch up with us, please do not hesitate to need to do so. We're going to drop our knees, find our feet, lift our heart. And we're going to tuck our toes, press into down dog straight away, right leg in the sky, and then draw it in between your hands. We're going to find a low lunge. Yes, yes. Your block can come under your left hand, or your hand can reach to the earth. Right hand to the sky, twisting toward that thigh. Noticing what it feels like when your head is up, eye gazes up, right? A little bit more of a balance challenge versus eye gazes down. Even though your head's not below your heart because you've been pumping blood back and forth, it actually sort of feels that way still, like you still have that connection. And when you're ready, exhale, hands down to the earth. Go ahead and step it back to plank. Feel free to go straight to down dog or take a vinyasa if it's in your practice. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, ignore me. That is okay. And then from downward facing dog, raise the opposite leg in the sky. Noticing when you do something powerful and strength worthy, it seems like the blood really starts to move toward the mind, right? Drawing that foot in between your hands, low lunge. Take a moment here. Bring your hand to the block or to the mat. Left hand to the sky, twisting toward your thigh. Play with your eye gazes. Notice what it feels like when your eye gazes are toward the earth or toward the sky. This is a balance challenge. This is a strength challenge as well. So if it feels challenging, well, it should. Yeah. Yoga is simple, but not easy. Exhale the hand to the mat. Eye gazes follow. Step it back. Take a vinyasa. You can also go straight to down dog. When we come to down dog, we're going to walk our hands toward our feet. Notice what that feels like. I feel a little bit more dizzy when I do it in reverse. Bend the knees, rest your belly atop of your thighs. Pick your hands out into airplane and lift your eyes. Yeah, find your breath. Now sweep your hands forward, getting that rotation through your shoulders. Now shift your hands back like you're downhill skiing. And now let's get some momentum. Inhale, rise. Feel free to take a heart opener or your deepest back bend. Yes. Inhale up and exhale your hands to your heart. Take a moment here. We just moved around a bit. Tuck your chin into chest and just take a moment. Just feel the body, feel the earth beneath you. Yeah. Now in yoga, when we take these deep inhalations, we want our exhales to be a little bit longer than the inhales, especially if you're new to the practice. You want the inhales to fill the lungs and the exhales to be slow and gentle and calm on its way out. This is a beautiful way for us to send oxygen through the bloodstream, right? And then releasing, letting it go in a nice, gentle, calm way. We're really training our nervous system here. We're calming the mind. And the body shall follow. We're going to play around with a little bit of balancing here, yogis. Nothing crazy. I'm going to guide you in a nice, gentle way. We're going to bring our hands to our hips. You're going to shift your weight into your left leg. Don't worry about needing a wall. I'm not going to guide you past your limit. As you feel yourself shifting, notice if you're sticking your hip out. We want to stay nice and lengthened. You're just going to kind of slide or walk that foot back only as far as you feel comfortable. For some, maybe it's just coming into the demi point of your feet, just on the toes. For others, maybe it's tippy toe. For some, it's a little lift. And for others, it's a full hinge. Maybe hinging until you're in the pose of choice here, and maybe taking airplane arms or some other variation depending on your personal practice. Even though this is a foundational class, it doesn't necessarily mean it's just for beginners, right? Just teaching us how to express and enjoy our practice. Again, feel free to keep that back foot nice and grounded, right? The idea here is, have we made that mind-body connection? One more round of breath wherever you are. And when you're ready, yogi, slowly come out of it. We're going to pedal it out and let any energy that we stirred up go. So one of the things we tend to do in yoga, just as instinctively, or we just do in life, is when our bodies are trying to balance, especially on one foot, because, you know, we're not a one-foot species. We hold our breath. And when we hold our breath, we create a little hot air balloon in the brain. And that's okay, right? We want to release that, but we just want to acknowledge that that's normal. That's a survival technique. So we're going to shift our weight into the right standing leg. Again, not into the hip. And you're just going to crawl that foot behind you. Not trying to hyperextend that knee, right? We don't want to force anything. We just want to figure out what works best for us. For some of us, it's just a little bit. And then you're just going to find your airplane arms when you're ready. And you're going to, once you feel stable, you get right back to the breath. That way the blood doesn't hold itself. We want that oxygen to push through the bloodstream. We want that blood moving like water through pipes. We don't want to be holding anything unless it's intentional. Breathe, breathe. Always breathe, even if it takes you out of the pose. Always. Honor your body, honor your limits, honor where you're at today. Some days are different than others. That's why yoga is a daily practice. And when you're ready, gently come out of the pose, pedal it out. Yeah, yeah. That's right. And we're going to step that right foot forward. Both toes should ideally be facing forward, but they'll go wherever the ankle and whatever you brought to the mat with you today, any injuries or ailments. And our hands are on our hips so we can feel our hip bones. We're going to slowly hinge at those hips. Your blocks hopefully are where you need them. You can either stop where you feel the pressure, right? So maybe it's just a slight hinge. Maybe the hands can roll down that front leg. Maybe your hands can rest the top of your body. Or maybe the hands come to the blocks, one or two blocks. This is a deep hamstring stretch. So one of the things we always try to do in yoga is we're stretching those major muscles, right? The ones that make you not want to stretch them, the hammies, the quads, you know, the hips. But we don't want any blockages, right? Remember, we want the oxygen to go through the bloodstream and the blood to move through the pipes. So if we have some muscle tightness, we got to get through that. We got to work it out. How do we work it out? We get into the pose and we breathe and we let our body's own infinite wisdom take over. What we don't do is get into the pose and hold our breath. Better to not be in the pose than to do that. Yes? As you're in this pose, I want you to think about the idea that when you're trying to get somewhere really fast, right? Like you need to sprint across the street so you don't get hit by a car or something. Well, you have the adrenaline that will help you get there, right? Your own body's natural resource. But we can't live in those resources, right? Those are emergency resources. So they're good for what they're good for, but we want to encourage our body whenever possible to not be in flight or flight. And we want our bodies to be relaxed. So we take these difficult postures and we figure out how to relax in them. One more round of breath if you have it in you. And then the challenge as per usual in yoga is pressing through the bottoms of the feet and slowly bringing yourself back the way you got there. You might even feel that blood starting to come back down into the body, especially if you're hyper aware of it. Bring your hands to your hips, shift through those back toes, which you were just at a minute ago, yeah? And walk it forward, pedal it out. Great work, yogis. We're gonna take it on the reverse, right? So we're gonna step the opposite foot back. Feel your heel pressing to the earth. If that feels too tight on your calves, you just walk your foot forward, yeah? All right. So we also don't wanna like force anything. So we're gonna hinge at those hips. Maybe you use your own body as a prop. Maybe you use blocks, whatever it may be. If the inversion is too much, you already know how to take yourself out of an inversion. So just because the class has taken an inversion-esque pose doesn't mean you cannot lift your head above your heart, meaning you just take your eye gazes up. You literally lift your head up. You're like, oh, yeah. So just another way to modify your own personal practice. And breathe. Wonderful. Breathing through the tightness in your body. Stretching out those muscles we ignore all week long. If I have any runners or bikers in the room, you're really hating my guts right now. Blame it on the yoga. And see if you can connect with the body parts that are touching the earth. Maybe feeling the bottoms of your feet. Maybe feeling your hands pressing into the block and the blocks into the mat. Whatever it may be. Noticing where you are feeling any discomfort and breathing into those spaces in your body. Literally sending little oxygen bubbles into those spaces and giving big oxygen hugs to those cells. Sometimes we have to work really hard to convince the mind. You know, the mind's like, I'm not buying that story. I'm like, well, I'm going to keep selling it to you. We really want the body to show up for us, right? And it will once we relax. Few more rounds of breath here. And then, of course, as you press into the bottoms of your feet, you feel yourself float. You might feel the blood rushing back down and then pressing through those toes. We're just making a somatic connection, right? Instead of just coming out of something, we are acknowledging that we're moving through it. Go ahead and just pedal it out. And then as you start to move a little bit quicker through your practice, you can connect all of these dots. They don't always line up, but you can always find them again. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, sweep your hands forward. Yes, half lift. Let your fingers touch your arms, legs, all the way to the knees. Exhale, take it down. Bend the knees. Step into a plank. Drop your knees, flatten your feet. Bend your elbows, nose to the earth. A tiny inversion right here. Inhale, up like a little sill on a rock. Press to the tops of your feet and lift your knees if it's in your practice. Totally optional. Exhale, tuck your toes back to your main inversion, right? Down dog. That's right. Left or right leg in the sky. Draw it in between your thumbs. Drop that back foot 90 degrees. So take a look. Look behind you. Head is way below heart here. And press through your front foot and float up like a butterfly. Woo, found it. We're going to lengthen that front leg, yogis. And then we're going to bend that knee again. You're just going to make sure you feel some comfort there. You can have a nice high up on your quad warrior, or some yogis like to get deep into it, Elise in the back, I'm sure. I don't even need to look to know. We're going to take a moment here. We're just going to rest that front arm atop of that thigh. Opposite hand way in the sky. We're going to draw that hand way overhead, and we're going to invite that stretch. Notice how it feels like you're lifting that left heart space up over your head, even if it's just a minor feeling. You're kind of going into a gentle inversion here. If you like, you can extend this arm all the way down to the mat or a block. You can also just extend your whole body down there. And then when that hand is overhead and it's stretching, so stretch that hand that's in the sky way overhead and invite that inversion. You are kind of inviting your head below your heart. Your heart's right there, right by that left, right? Okay. How do we get out of this inversion? We could twist our heart up a little bit towards the sky, taking the twist. For some yogis, they love taking the bind. So if you want to do that, if that's not in your practice, that is absolutely fine. So just noticing where your head and heart placement is in the poses can give you some idea of where you're at in your balance. So if you're having a balance challenge, you're just having an off day, you didn't drink enough water, you're in the New Mexico sun, keep your head lifted every time while you're practicing. And then you won't feel so exhausted after class. You weren't getting enough oxygen into your muscle. And of course, you're going to be fatigued. When you're ready, eyes to the earth, if not already, press through that front foot and rise. We're going to reverse it. Your hand can rest the top of your leg. You can float it behind your back. Whatever feels good. You can have a very short stance. You can have a wide stance. The wider the stance, the more you're getting into your hips, the more you're getting into your pelvic girdle, your pelvis. The closer the stance, you're getting more into your quadriceps, right? So it's not like you're escaping something. It's just a different something. And then we're gonna come back to your traditional warrior. And let's go ahead and float it down. That back foot will instinctively follow into a low lunge. Drop that knee, flatten that foot. You can also place a blanket under that knee, yes? My teachers in the front are listening to me like, okay. Inhale the hands up overhead and draw them to your heart center. As your hands come down, dip your hips a little bit lower and open them up, yes? All right. All right, we're going to do another stretch that I personally hate. We're going to bring our hands to the earth or blocks. We're going to lengthen that front leg and draw the toes towards your nose. Yeah. This is the pose where I'm like, is this yoga? Your hands can be by your hips. They can be by your toes. Pick how deep you want to get into the pose. Please practice all of those things we discussed. For some of you, your head is below your heart. Did you notice that? So the deeper your hips are open, probably the deeper you're into the pose, perhaps. And your head is falling below your heart. You're taking an inversion that you didn't probably even realize you were taking. That's not true for everyone, but for those of you that are in that inversion, just want you to acknowledge that. You know, I never cared about inversions that much. They were just a part of my practice until I was teaching a chiropractor with really, really bad vertigo. And he loved yoga, and yoga has tons of inversions. And I had to teach him how to practice something he's been doing for 20 years without the inversions. And then I realized, oh, this is a thing. This is a thing we can modify. This is a thing we can control. We don't have to take it at face value. One more delicious round of breath. You're gonna shift your weight forward by bending that front knee, finding that low lunge yet again. Tuck that back toe, lift that back knee, and you're going to step that front foot back. And feel free to drop your knees, flatten your feet. We're gonna bend our elbows for knees, chest, chin, dropping your nose to the earth. Inhale, little sill on a rock, cobra. Exhale, your tail to your heels. Take a moment. You can take a wide-legged balasana here, wide-legged child's pose, meaning you just separate your knees, let your belly hang in between your thighs. Maybe drop your forehead to the mat or utilize your block here. And for some of you, this will be a bit of an inversion, especially if you have nice, delicious, powerful thighs, right? Gonna lift our tail a little bit higher. Or really, really tight hip flexors. So again, I have students who are like, why don't I like child's pose? There could be a thousand reasons, but one could be the inversion. Yes. Remember, take some deep, delicious rounds of breath. Feed your body, your muscles, that oxygen it's craving. No superficial breathing in here. You have 23 other hours to do that. Breathe. Yes, yes. Nice exaggerated exhalations. Give your body that deep tissue massage, which feels good and painful at the same time, right? One more round of breath. You will slowly come into tabletop, tuck your toes back to your down dog. Sometimes moving through a yoga class kind of slow and intentionally is actually more challenging. Lifting that opposite leg high and drawing it in between the thumbs. Take a moment and find your low lunge. Drop that back foot 90 degrees. Go ahead and look down and look behind you and check it out. Press through that front foot and helicopter it up. Lengthen that front leg. Make some micro adjustments, either making your stance wider or closer. And then go ahead and lean into the pose. Find your breath. When you're ready, you can reverse your warrior. Doing it on the opposite this time. See what happens? Trying to memorize my movements. Noticing how you're lifting your heart up toward the sky right now. Just taking that gentle moment, that connection to the heart space. And then as you flow back through warrior, you will rest that front arm atop of the thigh, hand towards the sky. Eyes may follow or stay grounded toward the earth, yogi's choice. Take a moment here, just feel your body pressing into itself. Feel that forearm pressing into your thigh. Feel that connection. Making that mind-body connection as well. That hand that's in the sky is gonna float overhead. Inviting that stretch almost from that pinky toe to that pinky finger. And then maybe pressing that arm into your thigh, twisting your heart up to the sky. If it's in your practice, maybe you pick a bind. Maybe the hand wraps around and catches onto something. Maybe another hand, maybe not. Maybe noticing if you feel like you're in an inversion, Amber. Or if you're not. You don't need to be, you can if you want. For those of us who have a lot of thoughts that just swarm through the mind, inversions are actually useful, right? If you don't have a medical reason why you don't want to take it. It's actually nice to kind of invite them. For some, it puts them right into the present. You have to kind of figure that out for self. If you want to extend that arm all the way to the mat or a block, honor that. So the arm that's resting on top of the thigh can extend down. Yes. And you can utilize a block here. Wonderful. Yes. One more round of breath. The hard part is coming as you press through that front foot, slowly rise. Find your warrior. And then we're going to helicopter down. That back foot will intuitively follow. This time, step the back foot to reach the front. And then we're going to step that left foot back, lengthen that leg. And we're gonna get into this pose differently. Go ahead and stretch those toes towards your nose. Please tell me we didn't do the right foot already. Is this the opposite? Okay, good. One of the teachers, did you already stretch this front foot? Okay, we're gonna take it on the opposite side. Sorry. Runner stretch on the opposite side. This is the downside of not doing the movement. And now find your runner's vibe variation. Now, since I brought us into this pose a little bit more extreme, right? You can start to bend that front knee, drop that back knee, flatten that foot, and then lengthen and draw your tail towards your heel. So we took it from the pyramid on this side. That makes sense. Yes. Some of you are in full splits. And just noticing where your breath is in the pose, making any micro adjustments you need. That could be bent of the knees on both sides. That can mean a progression into half monkey split or anything in between. Breathe into the body parts that are most tight, hips, quads, hammies, or maybe it's just a tight mind, right? Still trying to engage some of that muscle connection, right? Keeping that strength activated, not just melting into your body completely. One more round of breath here. And then we're gonna slowly come out of this. Take your time. We're gonna tuck the back toe and we're gonna come back into a forward fold variation with bent knees. Eyes can stay lifted, or you can go ahead and draw the nose toward your knees. If you do not have a block with you and you want to utilize your block here, we're going to walk our hands over to the right and we're going to bend our knees and we're going to sink a little bit deeper like we're in chair pose. You can place your block on any level. And as we learned in the prop class, your block isn't just hovering there and your hands are just hovering over the block. You want to press your hands into the block. So if you need to make adjustments, you want to really ground that energy and invite that twist. Yeah. This is also quite the strengthening pose. For some of you, your head is even below your heart. Kind of noticing a theme here. The more lengthened and stretched out your muscles are, probably the more you can get into the inversion if it's in your practice. We're going to slowly inhale and exhale, bringing it center. Inhale and exhale, taking it to the other side. One more round of breath. Really sinking your tail a little bit lower to the mat, like Utkatasana chair pose, but keeping your heels glued toward the earth if possible. And then slowly bringing yourself back center. We're gonna come all the way down, yogis, into a little yogi ball, right? And we're gonna swivel toward the side wall. We're gonna step out into Malasana or a squat, a little sumo squat, or sit on a block. So if this isn't in your practice, if you just feel too tight, please do sit on a block. You see some good examples in the room, in the space today. If you're sitting on a block, you want to really be seated. You want to feel yourself pressing into the block and the block into the mat, making that mind-body connection so you can relax into it. Your heels can be flattened or you can be on tippy toes, whatever your malasana, your yogi squat looks like. And most importantly, either your hands are going to come together or they're going to rest somewhere on your body, or you can even just, as long as you're feeling your legs pressing into body parts or body parts resting on legs, whatever that looks like, we just want to make that connection. Now bring yourself back to breath and you'll feel more grounded, less like you're floating. So part of what we're doing here is we're drawing all the energy back down to the earth, really letting gravity take its course, because we're going to take a nice deep inversion here, un momento. From Malasana, the hands are going to come to the mat and the tail is going to float to the sky. You can heel toe out nice and wide, or you can keep your stance shortened. Toes are going to point toward the wall or toward the sides of your mat. And inhale, lift halfway, take your eyes way up. And then exhale, hinge at the hips and fold forward. Again, if this inversion is too much, place your hands on your blocks just in front of you and keep that nice tabletop spine. Kind of relax at the knees. If your head's below heart and the crown of your head reaches the earth, then you are in the fullest extent of this practice. Of course, if you feel stable, it's already in your advanced asana practice, this can float into a headstand. And it's just taking the pose to new levels, yes? Totally optional, whatever works for you. Nice use of blocks, Sue. Sue stacked her blocks so that they're just under her forehead. So that's an option. The blocks can come under your hands. You can take tabletop. And noticing where the stretch is in your body, right? So when you're using the blocks, the stretch can actually show up in different spaces. When the arms are bent versus the arms extended, you're gonna feel different muscles engage. So sometimes in yoga, we're just always looking for something in particular, but maybe knowing like what your body needs is really useful. And it's okay if your body needs a nice strength movement versus a flexibility movement. Taking a few more rounds of breath here, yogis. And since we've been in a deep inversion, we're going to kind of hold on to this thought. And we're going to slowly start to walk our hands over to the right feet. We're going to let our right foot, we're going to let that right foot ankle or that right ankle move intuitively, instinctively. And we're just going to look for that stretch. I call it the Jane Fonda segment because everyone understands that. And you can bend a knee or two. It's whatever you need here. Some of you are in a deep inversion, some of you are not. Most importantly, just knowing where you're at and maybe noticing your why, right? Sometimes we're not in inversion because the muscles are so tight, which means we just really need to take some deeper exhalations so that every exhale, the muscles get a little bit more flexible for us. Remember, our nervous system's entire job is to keep us alive, like it. So it wants to be in fight or flight. We have to actually do a lot of work to convince the body that it's safe and secure, calm and collected. And that's why the muscles fire up. Right now, something scary happened, all the muscles would fire up, right? So it takes a lot of work to get them to calm down, which is really advantageous for our lower backs. And just releasing through the psoas, through the muscles, letting things relax in the body. We always talk about tightening the pelvic floor. Sometimes we need to relax the pelvic floor. And then take a nice, delicious inhalation. As you exhale, let the body swivel to the left side and just take a nice, generous stretch here. Maybe just feeling the stretch in different spaces. Maybe it's in the side hip, side body. Maybe it's the lower back. Maybe through that SI joint that's going all the way down the leg. Whatever it is. Deep inhale, slow, gentle exhale. Sometimes it helps to count your breath, maybe counting in 4, exhaling 8, or some other combination. Let's take 2 more delicious rounds, and on exhale, we'll bring you back center. You'll half lift to neutralize. After you've neutralized, bend at the knees. Let your feet go out diagonally to the corners of your mat. Bring one hand atop of your thigh. The other hand will follow. Stick your tail out like a sumo squat wrestler. And let's just hang out here for a little bit of time, letting our bodies gather itself, getting that deep stretch through the glutes, activating the quads. And then we're gonna slowly keep our hands on the thighs as they lengthen until we are standing and our head is resting atop of our shoulders. Inhale our hands up. And we're going to exhale them into our heart center as we bend at the knees. We're going to create a little baby flow here, pressing into the opposite direction. The hands are going to go out and come down atop of the thighs. We're going to keep repeating. Inhale up. And exhale, let it go. We're going to slow this down just a smidge, kind of inviting a little bit more strength and power through the muscles. As we slowly butterfly ourselves back and forth, using our breath, only going as fast as the breath can manage the movement. So if you need to take it down a notch more than I have it, please honor that. Try to create something beautiful with your body here and your breath, like your body is dancing to the music of your breath. And may you continue flowing through that motion. Yeah. Yes. Maybe adding in a mudra if it's in your practice already, as Tiff has. We're going to take a few more rounds, yogis. We're going to end with sumo squat. When you're ready, take your time arriving. And once you get to sumo squat, we're going to take the right hand to the left. We're going to capture onto that side of the body, And we're going to take the other hand into the sky, and then we're going to twist our heart down. That hand will just follow. So you're in a bind and a twist, and then that left hand will float back to the sky, and we'll find our sumo, opposite side, left hand, right thigh, right hand toward the sky. Shift your heart toward that left thigh, and go ahead and reach your hand out, and then take it back through the sky, and find your sumo. Go ahead and sink a little bit lower into your sumo squat, and then hand to the mat, heel toe all the way in. Come into a yogi ball and swivel to the top of the mat. Go ahead and drop down onto your knees. You can bring a blanket under your knees if that feels good. And then we're going to slowly begin to end our practice. Just support your back here for just a moment, and then tuck your chin around your spine. We're going to slowly bring everything down. Our final inversion. And then slowly go ahead and start to draw your body all the way down. As you slowly come up on an exhale, you're going to swivel your feet around in front of you. And we're just going to come down onto our forearms, bring ourselves all the way down to the earth, take our hands overhead and stretch our bodies nice and long. And if it feels good to give yourself a hug, honor that. Take any final movements that your body is craving here. Any final twist or turns. And then you'll begin to settle yourself down into a final resting pose of choice. I see some of you are taking your final poses as inversions, right? Legs up the wall, bridge poses, shoulder stands. Since we brought so much awareness to the inversions today, you might feel a little bit more dehydrated. So please hydrate after class. Let yourself start to feel nice and connected to the earth here. And let's just take some gentle moments of rest, allowing every exhalation to bring you deeper into relaxation.
beginning to breathe life into your body, wiggling your toes and your fingers. Maybe rolling over onto your right side. Just taking a few rounds of breath here. And with your eyes soft and gentle, start to press your way into a seated posture of choice. I would love to invite you to place your hands over your heart space or take any other mudra of choice. Take a moment and just tuck your chin into chest and let's just honor our bodies. Be grateful for our health. And send ourselves lots of love and gratitude. And let's share all of that love with each other, sending love all around the room. And may we share love and pray for peace for our community. And thank you for allowing me to guide you today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Go in peace. Namaste. Thank you, yogis. Yay. All righty. Thank you to the Zoom yogis. Thanks for all the hearts.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Have a good rest of your
you
day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Much love.
Thank you so much for listening to Yoga Podcast created in 2018. Did you know that you can listen to hundreds of free audio yoga classes dedicated to meditation, mindfulness practices, and of course, asana, as well as tons of amazing information for your personal and sacred practice on and off of the mat? Check out today's show notes for a link to my website, lovebreezybreeyoga.com. You will also find a link to iloveyogatherapy.org, a new online resource center for yoga therapy and somatic healing practices and techniques. You will find a ton of information, videos and articles and case studies if you are interested in learning more about yoga therapy and Ayurvedic practices. Thank you so much for listening. Go in peace. Namaste.